Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Fred, the submarine guy. This is an exciting module we're going to start today on advertising. And this is an unannounced bonus, too, because this advertising module is going to have multiple inputs, multiple trainings, not just this one. So you're getting a lot more for your money than you ever expected. So this goes without saying, but you'd be surprised how many serious marketers just put up one ad and it doesn't work and then they quit. I'll tell you, that's just the time to ramp up and keep going and keep advertising. You can't just put out one advertisement and expect to rule the world. I have whole courses, articles, and trainings on advertising, headline writing, copywriting, and more. And you're going to be getting all these. You can use these to learn, to get better, to do testing, and to keep improving. But don't quit. That's the perfect route to failure. Use it as a learning experience. Every advertisement you put out there, you'll learn something from. It may be what to not do, but you'll learn something. Thomas Edison said, "I didn't fail 1,000 times in trying different things for the light bulb. I just found 1,000 things that didn't work." And that's what you want to be. You want to keep advertising, tracking your results, and getting better, or at least learning what doesn't work in your advertising. Now, if you're reading the PDF along with this audio, you'll see this graphic I got here about how everything's put together. And over on the left-hand side, there's the advertising and the leads that you're going to pull in. You're going to drive them to your capture page, which is the blue part, which is going to put them into your autoresponder, which is the pink part there. And then that's going to follow up with them continually and send them over to your business website for whatever business or product or service that you're promoting. And when they buy, you'll get the money, which is the purple block, and that's where you start smiling all the way to the bank. So if you have your lead capture page ready and your lead magnet that you're going to give out to prospects, we can get started here. Now, the first thing you want to do is get some places to go to start getting leads right off the bat. Your strategy should be to post ads daily, especially on the free sites, so that you get a lot of exposure. Some of your ads, especially on Craigslist, will get flagged. That's a term that on Craigslist that means they get rejected. And usually that's by some overzealous monitor or zealot who thinks he's, well, never mind. Don't worry about those, though. I have a tactic to minimize flagging, which I think is going to help you out a lot there, because there's some things that just work. If you craft your ads to selling a business or product, you're going to have far better luck at getting the ads to stick and being there for potential buyers to see and interact. If you just advertise your MLM homepage or your get rich quick kind of stuff, that's not going to fly very far. People are pretty much jaded to that kind of advertising now. So advertise the benefits. Again, go back to the training we did on defining your target market and those pain points that your perfect customer has, and advertise solutions to those pain points. So I have sort of an advertising portfolio that I use, and it's kind of constantly changing, but it has some real basic stuff in it, which is why I keep getting in new leads every day, and that's where we want you to get to. I use a daily routine to advertise. That way, I don't have to think about what I'm going to do. It's the same checklist every day. First, I post on Backpage, and in a few minutes, we're going to talk in detail in this training module about posting on Backpage and how you can do free ads and paid ads there. I also post on Craigslist. Again, you can do free ads and paid ads there. I post a safe list. If you do it the right way, you'll get leads off of there. And then I have a sequence where I write a daily email to my list. I create a daily blog post from that email subject. And then I create a short video, which I put up on YouTube, which in the description leads back to my blog post. And then I post those YouTube links on Twitter. I use solo ads once or twice per week to pull in new prospects, usually send them to a YouTube video and then over to my blog. And then, of course, I post to my fan page and some other social media as well, but it's usually something I've already done. The daily email, the blog post, and the video are all the same content or pieces of it. Might be a short version, might be a long version, but I use the daily email to sort of set the subject of the day, and then the blog post will follow and the video will follow from that. And those three together can get people interested in what I'm training about and what I'm teaching about, and then get them over on my autoresponder for more information about what they're looking for. So let's get started with Backpage, since it's the easiest to explain, and that'll be the training for today. And then in another topic, we'll do Craigslist, and we'll do Safelist, then we'll do solo ads, and et cetera, et cetera. We'll keep this advertising going, which I say is the real bonus that you didn't know what you were getting when you signed up for this course. So Backpage is at www.backpage.com. Now, there's a lot of ways to post free ads on Backpage. They also have some paid options, which you will see along the way. I don't mess too much with the paid options. I just concentrate on posting daily to maximize the results. You can try the paid stuff and see what you think. Just keep track and measure your results over time between the paid and the not paid to see which might be giving you the bigger advantage. If you find a significant advantage one way or another in some of the paid ads, especially after your testing, please let me know so I can start using it. And also I'll include it in a supplemental training. So here we go, how to post your first free ad on Backpage. Hop over to backpage.com, and when you get there, you can start by just clicking on Post Ad in the top right, and then select Post Local Ads, mainly free, and then click through United States, and then pick a state, and then pick a city. Pretty simple there. It doesn't really matter what city you pick, your choice. Over the course of repetitive advertisements, you're going to be picking different cities, so it might be a good idea to kind of have a plan on how you're going to attack that. Like, I'm going to choose California and start with the B's first, and then everything that falls under the B's, I'll just go from top to bottom, or, you know, something like that. After you're there, choose the section as buy, sell, or trade. Then I usually use business for sale. Then you go get to pick a location again. And I think, I didn't look real close, but I think this is Backpage's way to do some local targeting. So why do I use business for sale? Well, they don't have a section for make money online or network marketing or that kind of thing. So you have to kind of craft your ads a little bit differently here to get them through, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The yellow highlighted blocks that you're going to see now in the advertising section are mandatory. In other words, you have to put something in those yellow blocks. It makes sense. It's the subject line, the body, and then I think the email address down at the bottom or something. The other blocks that aren't highlighted with yellow, you can fill them in if you want to, if you think it'll help your advertisement. I always fill in the price. That's a good filter to keep the freebie seekers out. And then I usually leave the locations blank, since they're not absolutely required, since my businesses are virtual and not tied to a specific location. Now, here's a strategy point that I want you to consider. There's really three ways that you can get your prospect to respond here on Backpage, and it's very similar on Craigslist when we get to that. The options here are to have the prospect go to your website, and that's included in the body text. In other words, you'll put the www.mywebsiteaddress.com in the body of the text, and Backpage will hyperlink for that text for you, that URL, automatically. You don't have to worry about, you know, putting the link in and all that kind of stuff or to highlight it. The next option is to leave out the website in the body of your ad and have the prospect respond to you via email. And there's an option down there right under the body in Backpage to let you do that. Backpage does keep your email hidden, so the prospect won't be spamming you, but you'll get to respond to the prospect via email if you choose that option. And then the third option is to have them text you, SMS texting, to get more info. So there's three options there. You can use all three if you want, or you can just use one, or you could use two, or you could use none, which of course wouldn't work because then the prospect couldn't contact you. Now, for me, I always drive them to my lead capture page to put their info in, including the phone number. That way, I get them into my AWeber autoresponder. Remember, that was back in lesson two or three to talk about building your list, right? So I'm building my list by sending them to my lead capture page, and then that lets AWeber start the automated follow-up routine with them. The only other way I would do it, and I do this in some of my with some of my videos, is to have a teaser video on YouTube with a link in the video description to get back to my lead capture page. Again, that would take them from the back page advertisement to a YouTube video to watch a 2 or 3 or 4 minute video probably, and then direct them to to go to the website in the description of the YouTube video to again, that would be my lead capture page. And again, that gets them into my AWeber autoresponder so that it can do its automated follow-up routine. I just love the power of automated marketing systems, and AWeber sort of helps us automate all that. So it's a focus of mine to get any prospect into my AWeber account as soon and as easily as possible. Taking consistent action on a consistent basis will give you success like you've just never imagined. Now, once you've sorted that out and you figure out how you want your prospect to respond, continue through the back page options to complete your ad. You can add video or images. I use images about half the time if I have some nice ones. You can get them over at Google Images or Pixabay. A lot of different places have free images that are copyright free. Just make sure they don't have a copyright attached and they're open for free commercial use. Then there's some more paid options here in Backpage. Let's see that you can use. You can use some of them if you like. Like I said, I generally don't use too many of those unless it provides me some automation. Now, if you are getting a good response from one or more of your ads, you can use some of those options like auto repost or include nearby cities to expand the scope of your advertisements because the options are pretty cheap, frankly. And if you find yourself with a good ad, it will certainly probably warrant the rollout, the low cost for the rollout. And then you keep on continuing through to preview your ad. Step two, step three is activating your ad. They have to send you an email to your email address of record. You have to click a link inside that email, and then your ad will be active. You can also you'll establish your account at the same time, and you can go in and look at your ad, change your ad, and that kind of stuff via the link there. And so if you post 3 to 5 times per day for free in Backpage to build up your ad inventory, and just note which ads are pulling well and keep duplicating those. It's good to keep your ads different, so modify your headline and your body text a bit to keep them fresh so that people won't get jaded to seeing the same ad over and over. Especially for the headlines, make sure you change your headlines all the time. So that's about it for Backpage. Send me a link to your first Backpage ad. I'd be excited to see it. I'll click on it for you, make sure it works all right and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, in the PDF here, of course, we got all the resources for our AWeber, our Bluehost, Conversion Pros, and our Reseller Rights Weekly if you're still looking to get some of those set up. If you have any questions about Backpage, send me an email and look out for the next training, which will be on Craigslist. And we'll go from there. So have a great day.